Lyömättömät. Lyömättömät.
Lyömättömät.
Yle X.
Welcome to the studio of Gavlin, our second ever foreign guest on our show.
Hello.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, of course. How are you doing?
I'm good, a little jet lag, but I'm very excited for tonight.
Yeah. You came from London, through London, from USA.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice. What has been your first expression of Finland now?
Actually, on my way down to my hotel, I saw like the biggest rainbow in my life.
So. Rambo, yeah. Actual Rambo.
An actual rainbow.
Yeah, we have those.
Yeah, it was like the coolest rainbow I've ever seen. It was
okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. I can promise those guys will come to your show and form the first line. Usually it's young girls and guys, but here we have Rambo.
I think you said rainbow.
A rainbow. I hear Rambo.
At the first time I was Rambo.
Stallone or Rambo?
Definitely saying Aoki.
You mean like Sylvester Stallone? Yeah,
yeah,
that guy lives here.
Sylvester Stallone.
In the woods. Yeah.
Okay.
He's hiding from General Thunderbolt. Yeah.
Cool.
So you're from, where are you from? California, I hear.
I'm from the San Fernando Valley. Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Okay. Yeah.
And you've been rapping for how long? I hear you've been rapping for like, what, 9 years, 10 years?
Yeah, about 10 years. I've been rapping since I was 15, 16
years
old. Oh, yeah. And I think you're something like maybe 25 or something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, it's just me. It's building me.
Yeah, there you go.
How did a girl at your age become so fond of, you know, old school sound and golden age sound? It's a miracle for me in my brains. How did you end up doing the kind of soulful hip hop that you do?
It's definitely due to my siblings. My big brothers listen to old school hip hop. My older sister listen to old school hip hop, and I stole like half of their CDs. So I grew up with a lot of Wu-Tang, a lot of West Coast music, a lot of Ice Cube, a lot of Eazy-E, a lot of Dr. Dre, Corrupt. And then eventually that went down to like, my sister was definitely into like the West Coast hip hop and she got me into the underground. So that's when like first rappers I ever listened to was like KRS-One, like Atmosphere, Visionaries. Then that escalated to like Big L or Helter Skelter, DITC, you know. One of my favorite female rappers is Jean Grey and Lauryn Hill. Yeah. So it just went up the ladder just through, once I came up on all those CDs, I just started to do my own homework on it.
Am I wrong if I say you have a little bit of New Yorkish sound on your, and you're from LA?
Yeah.
And you just dropped both kind of names. Who are the, maybe the, this is a so unusual question, but who are the biggest, you know, influences that you had when you started rapping?
Definitely a lot of East Coast rappers, like, and also too, like, Southern rappers. Like, my, like, top favorites are Jean Grey and Lauryn Hill, and, like, my number one is Little Brother.
Little Brother?
Little Brother.
Well, you don't hear that much nowadays. Huh?
Yeah.
At least in Finland.
Like, yeah, Little Brother is, like, my favorite of all time. Okay. Rapper Fonte is, like, the man, Ninth Wonder, the man.
Yeah.
Of course, rapper Big Pooh as well.
You must love 9-1-3 beats.
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah. I hear he does them with some kind of tracker in a computer. It's not that complicated, but you still need to insert your skills in this motherfucker.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've actually heard the same.
Who are the producers you would love to work with?
Shoot. Definitely Ninth Wonder. I love to work with Kate Chinata. I love to work with Sango. I love to work with DJ Premier, Dr. Dre. Man, once you get asked those questions, you just draw a blank.
it happens to me
but,
all the time.
Definitely those four are like my top right now.
What is your favorite Little Brother song? That was my question.
Oh, man. Okay, I would have to say... I don't know. I would have to say albums, not like songs. Yeah. The Listening's one of my favorite Little Brother albums, and The Minstrel Show.
Okay.
Definitely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like your thinking. You know, usually nowadays it's kind of people are only going with one song, song based, only singles and singles.
Yeah, you could always just get that one joint off of iTunes, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I like to listen to music by album.
Yeah. No,
sure. I don't even know the track names. You know, I just know where it starts and where it ends.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So you have an album dropping soon,
I
maybe?
I do. I have an album dropping November 13th. It's called Make Up For Your Breakup. Executive produced by my boy Luku. I also have a song produced by Tasso from Tech Life, featuring from Anderson .Paak.
Nice. I love Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, he's a great dude. Shout out to him. And yeah, so the record's called Make Up For Your Breakup. It's extremely feminine. It's like it's definitely directed to like a lot of experiences that women have gone through. And it's called the reason why it's called Make Up For Your Breakup, meaning whenever a woman goes through things, whether if it's a bad whether if it's a breakup, you know, bad news or whatever it is, whenever she's not feeling good about herself, she tends to wear more makeup. So that's why it's called Make Up For Your Breakup.
Who are gonna be featuring on that album? Is O'Blimey gonna be on that?
Oh yes, of course O'Blimey's on there.
Yeah.
My girl Mia Coleman's on there. Olivia Braga, my DJ Dubplates is on it as well. But yeah, without a doubt.
Nice. So you have like two albums before?
I actually have three records before.
Oh, yeah.
First record was Habit That You Blame. Second record was From the Art. Third record, Modest Confidence. And the fourth one now, Make Up For Your Breakup.
Oh yeah. I didn't know the first one, so maybe.
It's all good.
I blame the internet. It sucks.
Yeah, me too. I only know Tupac, you know.
It's all good. Yeah.
So are you aware that we are going to be warming up for you today, tonight?
I am aware now.
Yeah. Well, you know now. Yeah.
Yes, we will set up a fire. Bring all the Rambos there.
This is the warm up.
Bring the Rambos there. do a funny dance.
Nice.
So, well, what did you think when you were asked to perform in Finland? Was there like any preconceptions about what Finland's gonna be like?
Yeah, definitely had no idea what to expect.
Lots of snow and snow bears and, you know, people make you eat mammy and shit. You know?
I mean, on top, very excited. You know what I mean? And I just never know what to expect. And I've never been to Finland, so there's pure excitement.
But you have been around the world still doing shows. I think I read from your internet page that this is like your sixth international tour. Touring. Or is there an agent making big words?
It's about like probably like my like ninth or tenth now.
Nice.
And you're 25. We're 30 and we're here. What the?
I think we're doing something wrong.
Nice.
But
it's heartwarming that old school hip hop still has that demand around the world. And yeah. They get the feeling.
Yeah,
what have been your favorite spots to do shows?
I would definitely have to say Germany, just in general. France in general as well. Switzerland. Let's see, what else? Croatia, we did the Outlook Festival. That was awesome. Czech Republic's always really dope. And Denmark's dope, Sweden's dope. And we'll see, so in Finland tonight.
Sounds like Europe is dope.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you hear it.
Killing the game.
There you hear it.
Yeah.
What do you think about freestyling? Do people freestyle back in your place?
I think freestyle is key. Freestyle is key to just writing or making music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You know, these two guys are like the maybe the best freestyle MCs in Finland.
Only
maybe the best.
People talk.
You said earlier you're starting a label.
I started a record label with my girl O'Blimey. It's Peach House.
Peach House.
Yeah, and it's small as of right now. It's me, O'Blimey, my boy Luku, which is a producer, Olivia Braga, which is a vocalist, singer, and Ear Jerker, which is also a producer.
So only female performers.
So far.
Yeah.
So far. I mean, that will change eventually, but we're starting off small right now, which is three girl vocalists and two male producers, and it's brand new. Yeah. Shout out to Peach House, shout out to O'Blimey, shout out to Luku, shout out to Ear Jerker, and shout out to Livy Broder.
So is your next album gonna be your first?
Yeah, that's gonna be the first release on Peach House.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is it like a... does it have like a, what is it?
A type of genre?
No, I was thinking about, do we have some kind of major behind you, or how you're gonna like
distributing,
yeah.
That will be soon to find out.
Yeah. Still working.
I'd rather just keep it on the hush hush on that note as of now.
I have to ask.
I have to ask.
With the MC with the name O'Blimey, is she from England, maybe?
No, O'Blimey's from San Francisco.
Oh yeah.
The reason why she got that is because growing up she used to battle lots of people in an English accent and say Blimey a lot, and it just stuck with it.
O'Blimey. Is that a way to beat your opponent with an English accent?
What? I mean, she was just having fun with it.
I see. So, who's gonna be next after your album on your label?
O'Blimey,
yeah.
She has a record coming out pretty soon, and which she also has a record out already called Manifesto.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Also, executive produced by Luku.
Yeah. He has a lot of going on.
Yeah, Luku's the man.
I think he's been on your first and your earlier albums also.
No, only this record actually.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I also just dropped a video called Black Cherry Kool-Aid, and that is produced by Luku and Sef One.
Black Cherry Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And that's off my new album, Make Up For Your Breakup.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to play the... Oh, actually, Gus, do you have something you want to...
I have only one weird question.
Yeah, well,
do you know the city name that way you are at right now?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I mean... Maybe.
I'm not fronting you though. I'm just.
Okay. Don't laugh at me if I mispronounce it, but it's.
Never.
Oh, we never.
San Yoki.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
yeah. You hit it.
You're gonna do well tonight.
You're gonna get so much airtime.
Also, my Rambo's DJ just lighted. Dropped a project. What was it? The place was called.
Borrow
this. Yeah, we have DJ Duplet.
Yeah, hey, DJ Duplet's in the building.
Actually, I just dropped a project with my boy Leanlo called High at the Fairground. It's on Bad Taste Records from the UK. It's just a little 4-track EP, instrumental beat tape, just like some real wavy kind of codeine sound of music.
Codeine sound of music. Like the sound of death. So is it on iTunes, Beatport?
You can get it on Bandcamp and on iTunes.
Beatport.
I think he only has it on SoundCloud right now. I don't think he'll put it up on Beatport just yet. But we're still putting it up on a lot of places. It literally just came out like last Friday.
Okay. Oh yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, shout out to Leanlo, man. Big up to Bad Taste Records, and go peep it, man. Check it out. It's SoundCloud, iTunes, High at the Fairground, DJ Duplates, Leanlo.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There was one feedback from our shoutbox. I had to read it to you. It was after the freestyle. Gavlin just killed Lyömättömät, which is this show.
Yeah.
Gavlin just killed Lyömättömät and took it to the next level. Wow, I'm so excited for this interview. Total eargasm.
Oh.
I like it. We don't get that a lot.
I'm guessing he's a god.
Could be. I don't know. Who would know? somebody's asking. You were talking about accents from previous accents and what, like Finnish accents. Have you heard what a Russian accent? Do you like Russian accents?
I like all accents. Oh, yeah. I don't discriminate on nobody's accent.
I bet the guy who's asking this has a Russian accent. So.
Oh, there you go. Well, I've heard them, and I'm not mad at them.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks for stopping by. Lyömättömät. 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 Yle X.